Anissa from California, you're on the air. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Jesse.
Hi.
I've been having this question on my mind for a while. I've been listening to your show since like April or so.
Yes.
And it changed mine and my husband's life for the better, definitely. We're still working on everything.
Right on. Right on.
Not believing in thoughts and stuff like that. And it's great. The one thing that's been bothering me is I have a brother. He's like my best friend. And sorry, I'm a little bit emotional. He's gay.
He's gay?
And, yes.
Beta male.
Yeah, he's the oldest. So he's my big brother. He's like 8 years older than me. I've always looked up to him. I know I probably took on his identity at a young age, but he's around my kids. My kids are 6 years old. My son is six. My daughter's about to be four and I have a baby. Is it wrong to have him around my kids? I was just wondering your opinion on that. And do you think it'll affect them? Because my son is like, he loves his uncle.
Is he like openly, is he like an open homosexual saying that he think is right?
Well, he voted for Trump and stuff. Like, he knows that it's a hard life, like, to choose. I don't know if he thinks it's wrong. Like, I barely started thinking it was wrong. Like, I barely admitted to that. Too, if like maybe a few months ago, like realizing what it does to society and to the person that chooses that life and everything, because he's kind of lost now. He's like, everybody he knows has families and kids, and he's like, you could tell it's affecting him.
Yeah, but, absolutely. But is he like stuck into that, but doesn't know how to overcome it? Or is he there and he think that is right?
I don't think he's interested in overcoming it. But I also don't think he wants to, like, push that on the others. But, like, my son, because he, like, my brother lives with his, you know, his, I don't even want to say because my kids are here, with his partner.
Partner!
They live together.
Do you let your kids go over there?
Well, in the past, I have, not to spend night by themselves or anything, but when we would visit my brother, and they have two bedrooms, but I don't know, like, I feel like if we go over there, my son's going to be like, so, you know, seeing that two men living together.
What does your husband say about it?
Well, I think it's taken him a little bit longer to admit that that's wrong.
Your husband?
But he's finally, yeah. Because we were just, you know, like, we used to be, like, leftist, and we used to be anti-Trump. And
started
looking more into it. Well,
right.
More of me, because I'm more interested in politics, and I got him to see it. And so now we're seeing that these things are, like, you know, wrong. And we are even thinking about leaving the state, like, just basically leaving our whole family behind.
Sounds good.
You think that's a good idea?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, because a lot of our family is really messed up. Like, we have gangster family, we have, like, gay people, and, like, it's all messed up.
I understand it. So what's your question for me, Anissa?
I guess you answered it. I was just, like, wondering if I should keep my children away from these people.
100% yes.
Wow. Okay. Thank you so much.
And you and your husband, it sounds like you're overcoming the father's state. You guys have to be right and do right, and then your kids have a chance. But if you are just, if you're not right and doing right, they're going to suffer. I would hate the homosexual brother, but I would not let my children around it, especially if he is not trying to, you know, he's stuck in there, he's trying to overcome it. But if he's living it as though it's a norm, I wouldn't let my children around that. You have to protect your children from evil.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
And one last thing, it's because it's spirit. It's a spirit to spirit. And that spirit will influence your children, especially since the parents are not living all the way right as well. It would definitely influence your children. Still, I would keep my kids away.
Okay, yeah, he really, like, looks up to him. Because in the beginning, when my son was first born, we were actually all living together with my mom. Because, yeah, she allowed us to live with her past 18 and all this stuff. But my son, like, loves his uncle. And
Amazing.
Feeling a little bit weird about it now, because like, my brother passed down his anger towards my dad to me. Like, I identified with my brother so much growing up.
Wow. Well, I totally understand it, but I'm telling you, already know it, Nissen, but when you admit you're wrong for being angry at them for being that way, you're going to overcome it all. You'll look around one day, your life will be amazing, and then your children will have a chance, because whatever the parents are, that's what the children will become. It's not what you say, but it's your spirit. It's the way you are. You have to be right and do right in order for them to turn out right. And you have to protect them. I'm sorry?
Like, find people that are similar to hang out with.
Yeah. It'll happen naturally. Eventually, there will be people who have overcome the father's day, and you guys will have a nice family and great friends around. You really will. And you don't need many friends. You just need one. And you don't even need one, because you and your husband have each other, but it would be nice to have one, and that will happen naturally. But for now, you got to protect your children. And if they get mad at you for protecting your children from them, that's on them. Don't give in to their anger. They don't mind corrupting your children.
Yeah, they really don't want us to leave. And
I bet they don't.
My son in homeschool, we homeschool our kids, and it's, I know, they're like, oh, well, he has to be socialized, and he's perfectly socialized. He's fine.
Yeah, he's fine. They want to suck his blood out of him. The vampires want the blood. Fresh blood.
Yeah, it's pretty accurate.
Yeah, they want the fresh blood. And once they suck his blood out, they'll look for some more meat.
Yeah.
So, protect your children, Anissa.
Yeah, that's like my number one goal. That's why, I mean, my brother, he's like always been, you know, my best friend and stuff. But we talk less and less, because it's weird when I talk to him. It's like I don't even like understand his way of thinking anymore. When it used to be that we're just always on the same page, we're always best friends. And now I'm like, maybe I'm getting like born again or something. Because it's like when I talk to people, it's like, what? Like, how can you think in that way? How do you? It's like
you
weird.
Are waking up. You're starting to see now. Really, you're starting to see the real deal. You're waking up, and that's a blessing, believe me, to be waking up. It's a gift from God.
All right. And then how do I, like, I don't know, still, can I ask you one more thing?
Yes.
I just feel like sometimes I feel bad for these people. I just want them to see, like, what I see. And, you know, I just, like, I want my brother to see.
Right, right. I understand that. Yeah, you want them to see. That's because you don't hate them. You see now yourself, so you know what's driving them, because you see what was driving you when you were in that fallen state, right? So you definitely want them to see. You know, in the Bible it says that Christ wept, or something like that. And the reason he did, because he realized that the people couldn't see. So you're feeling what Christ thought, felt about that. He wanted them to see, and they couldn't see. And so, but don't feel sorry for them. Because no one is better than anyone. So don't feel sorry for them, and be a good example. And it's up to them to overcome or not.
Okay.
You just have to stay out of the darkness. Don't hang around it.
Okay.
I wish you well.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm glad your husband is waking up as well, right?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, he's going through a little bit of, you know, a time right now, but it's fine. I mean, I know he'll get past it. He still has his habits of drinking and smoking, but I know I'm just trying not to, like, judge him and all that.
Right on. Yeah, and wish him well, and God working through you can help him as well.
Awesome. Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah.
but if not, it's fine.
That's right. Well, God bless you, Anissa.
Thank you so much, Jesse. We love your show.
We love you, too. Amazing call. Thank you. Amazing. I'm telling you, folks, once you wake up, you can't go back to sleep. And you start to see things that you didn't see in the fallen state. And that's why I'm trying to tell the Christians that whomever told you that you could sin and be a Christian, they're lying to you. And you don't see that they're lying because you are sinning. So you don't see the difference. You say, oh, okay, I'm a Christian, I'm sinning. Remember that guy, that preacher I had on, and he hate the homosexuals? He want them dead. Remember that? What was that guy's name?
Steven Anderson.
Anderson, yeah. That's not right. That's not love. That's hate. But he thinks that it's okay. And at least some of the people who listen to him are believing that lie. They're hating them too. Who are you to hate anyone? I want to know. We have no right to hate. We have a right to discern and reject.